Today's shiur has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a zchus for refuah shleima for Yehuda Leib ben Basha. We will begin on daf Masechet Tanis daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph on the top line. Pasha gedolah koyna se b'shnayim b'shachas b'musa v'mincha v'koyna al piyim k'koyna shema. Begins the Gemara. Boilhu. Ask the Gemara, how are we to understand the words of our Mishnah? Ibailu, hech kamer. How are we to understand what the Mishnah says? Do we understand the Mishnah to say, b'mshachos v'mincha koyonai soy, by shachos v'mincha of the days of the Ma'amodis, we read it in a Sefer, from the Sefer Torah, v'mincha, and by mincha when we read the parasha of the Ma'amodis, koyonai soy, alpek koyonai shema, we read it by heart, like we read the Krishma, not reading it from a Sefer. Or maybe the way to understand Hachktani, the way to understand the Mishnah, b'shachris koyonai soy b'sefer, and by shachris we read it from a sefer. B'musaf or b'mincha koyonai soy apeh, both by musaf and by mincha we read it by heart, k'koyonai shema, like we read the shema. And in other words, the question of the Gemara is, how do we understand this halacha that was stated in the Mishnah? Do we understand that the Gemara means to say that by according to the first version, only by mincha do we read it by heart, but by musaf we do not read it by heart? Or are we to understand that only by shachris we read it from a sefer, but by musaf and mincha, by musaf and mincha we read it al peh? Tashma, so says the Gemara, let's learn a braisa. The braisa says, the Tanya, b'shachris, by shachris and musaf, we enter the Beis HaKnesses and we read by the days of the Ma'amodis from the Sefer Torah, Kedar Shekar Kol Hashana, like we do all year round. By mincha, Yochid Kairo Yisrael Pes, they read it by heart. Rabbi Yossi asks, Rabbi Yossi, is that an option? Is it permitted for a Yochid to read the Divrei Torah by heart in the tzibur? Doesn't the pasuk say "ksoiv l'chas advarma elu"? That dvarm shebiksav can only be read mitoicha ksav. Torah shebiksav has to be written from a sefer. It may not be written read al peh. Says the Gemara al kulan nechnasim v'koinos al peh. Everybody comes in and reads it al peh. K'koinos shema, each one individual. So how do we understand the opinion of the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says that we do read them b'tzibur al peh. So the Tanakhama says the Torah in Or Chaim Siman Mem Tes quotes Rabbeinu Chaim, who says that a parasha that shoga b'fi kol, a parasha that everybody is familiar with, can be read al peh, even though it's Torah Shebiksav. And since Parshas Bereishis, which as we discussed in our previous year, is what they were reading, that could be read a peh. Another pshat that I saw is that here we're not talking about something which is the Kriyas HaTorah. When we have a full-fledged Kriyas HaTorah, the halacha is that you could only read it Metoich HaKsav. What we're reading here is the Parshas Ma'amodos. The Parsha Ma'amodis doesn't have the status of Kriya B'tzibur, and therefore, since it doesn't have that status, it may be read al peh. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol Yom Shesh by Hallel, any day where we recite Hallel, Ein by Ma'amod. That was Rabbi Yeshua, and then we learned Karban Eitzim Ein B'Ne'ila. If there's a day that we bring a Karban Eitzim, then there is no Ma'amod by Ne'ila. And the Gemara wants to understand why carbon eitzim is doicha, the maimer of nila, and not of mincha. Ask the Gemara, ma hefrish ben zeh lezeh. Why is there a halachic difference between mincha and nila? And that the carbon eitzim is only doicha nila, and not mincha. Answers the Gemara, halalu divrei Torah, mincha is midoraisa. And there, as the Pasuk says, Mincha was established by Yitzchak Avinu, where the Pasuk says, V'yetze Yitzchak Lasuch Besod Lifnais Erev. And therefore, the maimed can of it is not, we can't push it away. Halalu, whereas davening ne'ila is only medivrei seifrim, so it's not as significant and it could be pushed away. So from here it seems that mincha is medaraisa, but it's very hard to understand that mincha should be considered medaraisa. So they explain, it's not that mincha is deraisa. Rather, says the Gvura Sari, what it means to say is the concept of tefillah is midaraisa. Since the concept of tefillah is midaraisa, that's why it's hard, even though the actual tefillah is mincha, is not midaraisa, that's why it's very difficult to push it away. Whereas the entire concept of nila is midarabanan, and therefore it's easier to suspend ne'ila than to suspend mincha. So the Zman Atzakan V'am. We learned the Mishnah about the Zman Matzakan V'am. So the Bryce expounds on this. It says the Tanabonin, Loima Hutzcha Loima Zman Atzakan V'am. What is meant? Amru, says the Gemara, what it means to teach us is that Sha'olu B'nei Agoyla, when people came back from the Golas to Eretz Yisrael by Bayis Sheni, there were no wood available in the chamber where the wood was kept in the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, wood is essential to the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The families that are mentioned in our Mishnah, and they donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, the Nevi'im amongst Klai Yisrael established Shafilu Lishka Malei Eitzim. Even in Mitzvashem, when we will be prosperous and the chamber will have more than enough wood, these families will bring their wood and we will accept their wood instead of using any wood that we may have in the storehouse. Shenema, V'agoyres hipalna al karban ha'etzim ha'kahanim v'alvim v'om l'hovi l'beis al-kenu l'beis avisenu l'itim uzumonim. Our families have designated times, shana b'shana, an annual basis, levar al mizbeach Hashem al-kenu k'kos b'toyra, that their wood will be brought onto the base ha'migdash. V'omayim, and the Mishnah said, b'chamish osa n'av, is the family, is the turn of b'nei Zesu ben Yehuda. V'imahim, we learned the Mishnah, Kahanim v'Levim, the Kahanim v'Levim, and the B'nai Goyim v'Eli, and the B'nai Koitzei Kitzios, all of these people, their turn is on Tu B'Av. Explains the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'ayu B'nai Goyim v'Eli v'Nai Koitzei Kitzios. Who are these Goyim v'Eli and Koitzei Kitzios? Says the Gemara, Amar Pam Achas, once during the time of the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Gozru Malchus Gzer al Yisroel, the government made a decree, Shelo Yaveh Eitzel Marochim, that they should not bring wood to the Marocha on the Mizbeach, V'lo Shaviyu Bikurim Rishalayim, and they should not bring Bikurim to Rishalayim. Why did they make these rules? So I saw that the Ein Yaakov explains that they always try to camouflage the Gzeris with reasons. So what they said was that when they bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim and they bring the wood to Yerushalayim, it causes the price of fruit and the price of wood to go up. So they would say, we're not doing any religious persecution. The reason we're doing this is because we're worried about the economy, that there shouldn't be a shortage of fruit, there shouldn't be a shortage of wood. Of course, their intentions were very sinister. The Mashah says the reason they picked on these two things is because these two things were brought to Yerushalayim with much simcha. And they recognized that when Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah b'simcha, brings tremendous hatzlocha to Klal Yisrael, and they wanted to destroy that. And that's why any part of our avodas Hashem that was done specifically with simcha, that's what they tried to abolish. Veshiva prasdois al drachim, and they put officers on the roads. Kedach shiva Yerubim Nevat, like we remember Yerubim Nevat did, just shloyal Yisrael leregel, just like Yerubim Nevat put up guards that nobody should be able to go up to the base of Mikdash. after Shlomo Melech was nifter, the Melucha, the monarchy in Klal Yisrael was divided. Rechavim ben Shlomo was the Melech over Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin. Yeravim ben Nevat was the king over the rest of the 10 Shvatim. And Yeravim ben Nevat was concerned that if the rest of Klal Yisrael will go up to Shlaim to be Oyle Regal, and they'll see that Rechavim is sitting in the Zara because he's the Melech Beis David, and Ein Yeshiva Ba'Zara, the only people who were allowed to sit in the Zara were Ela Malchi Beis David Bilvad, and he will be standing, they'll start thinking that he's not the real king, and they're going to abandon him. So he put up two Eglei Zav, two golden calves, one in the north of Israel, in Don, one in the south of Israel, in Beis El, that they should all go worship those Avodah Zarah. And he also put up guards to prevent anybody from being Oyel Regel to Yerushalayim. And that's what the government did here too, to prevent anybody from bringing Bikurim or bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash. They posted guards to prevent anybody from doing so. Says the Rama also, there was a family that was very anxious to do the Avodah. Ma also k'shem shabayis to dov yirechet, people who are kosher and they wanted to do what's right, what did they do? Hiviu sali bikurim, they bought baskets full of bikurim, v'chipim b'ketziyos, and they covered them with dried figs that was ultimately turned into a cake, v'notlam, and they were carrying them up to Yerushalayim, v'ali k'sveim, and the piece and the tool that was used to do so, they would carry on the shoulders. The Kivan Shigiu Esa Prisdos, once they encountered these guards, Amlahem, Lehechem Atam Holchem, they were asked, where are you going? Amlahem, Lasas Shnei Gula Develim Machdeshes, we want to go process them. Ubali Shal Kasveinu, we want to use the tools that we're carrying. Kivan Shavramahem, and once they passed the guards, Itrim Besalim, they took the fruit and they put them into beautiful baskets, v'vim Yerushalayim. And that's why they're called Goyim ve'Elim. The way they were able to deceive the guards was with the Eli that they were carrying on their shoulders, and they were called Koitzes Ketzias because when they came to Yerushalayim, they would take the wood from the tools that they were carrying and use them to be put on the Mizbeach. Tana, and the Brisa says, Hain, who are they? The B'nai B'Samali Hanifasai. They were these people that did this in the right way. And we see from here, says the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer is troubled that this is a situation of Bikuach Nefesh. And our halacha is that Bikurim, or bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't override Bikuach Nefesh. So you say, from here we see, says the Chassam Sofer, that it really wasn't a situation of Bikuach Nefesh. But it did involve being smart. It did involve going out of one's way, L'shem Shemayim, and they get their schar. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Mahein B'nei Salman and Nefusi. Who are these B'nei Salman and Nefusi? Amru says the Gemara Pam, Achas Gozar Malchus Gzeir Al Yisrael. There was once a decree made, Shelo Yivu Eitzel Marocha, that no one should be allowed to bring wood to the Marocha. V'shiva brisdos al drachim, and they put guards. Kedach shayishu yiravim benavat al drachim shlo yalu yisrael leregel. Ma also yirei chetch by sedai v'gizreim. They brought wood v'asim sumas, and they made ladders out of them. And the Ein Yaakov says, why did they specifically make ladders? Because if they would have made something else out of the wood, they would say, why did you use such good, high quality wood? It must be that you really want to bring this wood as a carbon on the Mizbeach. But explains the Ein Yaakov, ladders you have to make out of the highest quality wood. The reason ladders have to be made out of high quality wood, because otherwise there's a concern that the wood, the ladder may fall apart because if it's not strong. And therefore, when they saw high quality wood used for the ladders, they were not stopped. Asmem sumas, asa sumas, v'nichal kasveim, they put them on the shoulders of Ocholahem, and that's how they walked to Yerushalayim. Kivan shigiu atzlan, once they met up with the guards, Amalahem, lehechanat ha'ochem, where are you going? Amalahem lehavi gezoilus mishavach, we need these ladders to take off the nest that's on top of the tall tree, Shalofaneinu. And we need Besoma Shalkasfeinu. And we need to carry, we need the ladders to climb up the trees. The covenant Shavramahem, when they would pass the guards, Pirkum, they would dismantle the ladders. Vavim Ve'elam Yushalayim, they took them up to Yushalayim. Valeim, Valkayotz Behem, and says the Brisa about people who act this way, people who live with Mesiris Nefesh for doing a mitzvah, the Pasuk says, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, they deserve the highest level of bracha. And furthermore, says the Brisa, people who prevent others from doing mitzvahs, nemer, on such people, it says, v'shem rishoyim yirkav, they should be cursed, and the name should be obliterated forever. Besrim, so we learned, Besrim by Pnei Pachas Moi Ben Yehuda, was the turn of the family of Pachas Moi Ben Yehuda. Tana, Pnei Pachas Moi Ben Yehuda, Hain Pnei David Ben Yehuda. We learned early in the Mishnah that an Esrim V'Tamas was the turn of David Ben Yehuda. David Ben Yehuda and Moi Ben Yehuda is the same. And the reason they're called Pachos, because we know that David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus HaMoavia. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hein Hein B'nei B'yoy Ben Tzruya. David HaMelech had a cousin who was his general, and his name was Yoy Ben Tzruya. And Pachos Mayav, so Yoyv also was a descendant of Rus, and Yoyv's family was called Pachos Mayav Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'elul, so we learned in the Mishnah, was the turn of the family, B'nai Odin ben Yehuda. Tanar Abanan, B'nai Odin ben Yehuda, Hein B'nai David ben Yehuda. It's the same family. And why is David HaMelech called, why is David HaMelech's family called Odin ben Yehuda? Because the Pasuk says, in describing David HaMelech, Adinoi HaTzoni. Adinoi, because when David would learn Torah, he would adorn himself and be soft and make, he would make himself extremely comfortable. So they should be able to learn Torah, b'yishuv hadas. He would be able to learn Torah without any distraction. He was in a comfortable setting. And he was called Atzani because b'shar shayoytzil melchama, when he would go out to war, he was tough as wood to be a strong warrior. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adina Atzani is the family of Yoy ben Tzruya. Be'echa b'teves, b'nei parashniya. From the Mishnah, it seems that the family of Parish brought the wood. They were one family that brought wood twice, says the Gemara. But based on the brises that we just learned, Mani Masnisen, who is the opinion of our Mishnah? It cannot be consistent, like Rameyer, not with the opinion of Rameyer, and like Rabbi Yehuda, nor with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'loi Rabbi Yossi, nor with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara explains itself. Here Rameyer, because if one wants to say our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameyer, according to Rameyer, Mayav ben Yehuda, who brought wood on 20 days in Av, are the same as Dov ben Yehuda. So, listening, that if we're mentioning and we're singling out any family that brought twice, Shavai b'nei David, David ben Yehuda shniya. According to May, the family b'nei David brought twice. V'Rabbi Yehuda, and if we're going to say it's following the opinion of Yehuda, Adam ben Yehuda that brought in 20 days in Elul are the same as David ben Yehuda. And again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, listening, Shavai b'nei David ben Yehuda shniya. The family of David ben Yehuda brought twice, once they're mentioned as David ben Yehuda, and once they're mentioned as Adam ben Yehuda. And if we want to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, listening, Shav bnei Yoyev ben Tzruya shniya, that the family of Yoyev brought twice, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the family of Pachas Moav and the family of Odin ben Yehuda are the family ben Yoyev ben Tzruya. So whose opinion is our Mishnah following when it says that only Parosh, the family Parosh, is the family that brought twice? Answers the Gemara, Loilem Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. V'trei Tanoi, Aliv D'Reisi. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, what Rabbi Yossi's opinion is. That the Brisa that says, the Pachas Moiv, that holds, was the family of Yoy Ben Tzruya, And the Braisa that says Rabbi Yossi held that the family of Odin ben Yehuda is Yoav ben Tzruya is not the same Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi holds that Pachas Moav is Yoav ben Tzruya, then he's not going to hold that Odin ben Yehuda is Yoav ben Tzruya. And so too, vice versa. If he's going to hold that Odin ben Yehuda is Yoav ben Tzruya, then he's not going to hold that Pachas Moav is Yoav ben Tzruya. And therefore, according to that interpretation, Yoav ben Tzruya only brought once, and therefore it's understandable when our Mishnah says that the only family brought twice is the family of Parish. Bechs b'tevis, we learned lohayim ma'amid. And Rosh Chodesh Tevis, there was no ma'amid, because it's Rosh Chodesh, so it's Rosh Chodesh, so there's hallow and Karban Musaf, and it was also a day that they brought Eitzim, so it was a very, very busy day. They also had Karban Eitzim, and since there was so much going on that day, they did not have a Maimed on that day. Says the Gemara. Amar Le Makshisha B'Reid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Rav Chizda said to Rav Ashi, Maishna Halal, the Dochi today, why does Halal have the ability that we don't have a maimed by shachris? Or maishna musaf, why are the day that we bring musaf loydach the day, and we don't? It doesn't push away the musaf that we learned that if there's a musaf, a day that we bring musaf, there's no maimed by mincha. Why don't we say that there's no maimed by musaf? Just like since Hallel is recited by shachris, so if Hallel is recited by shachris, it accomplishes that there shouldn't be a maimed by shachris. The same thing should be by Musaf, that when we daven Musaf, there should be no maimed by Musaf. Yet our Mishnah says that when we daven Musaf, if there's a date as Musaf, there's no maimed by Mincha, but there is a maimed by Musaf. Omer le Rav Ashi asks, Hash to the lav de day dochi, if the Musaf has the ability to push away the maimed of Mincha, the day like Koshkein, and therefore what he's saying is, certainly, that on a day where there's a musaf, there is no maimed by musaf. Of course not. We're busy with musaf. But also, there won't be a maimed by mincha. Amalei, hach kamenach. So he says, of course I understood that. My question to you is that I understand why there is no maimed by musaf on a day we daven musaf. But my question is, why is there also no maimed by mincha? My question is, it should only have the ability to push away the maimed of musaf, but not also the maimed of mincha. Amalei, ikra b'yoyis the koik of aseich. Says the Gemara Vashi says to Makshisha that indeed Rabbi Yossi agrees with you that it only musaf could only push away the maimed of musaf, but musaf cannot push away the maimed of mincha. The Tanya. Because the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Yom Shiyesh by Musaf, on a day there's Musaf, there is a Maimed. So ask the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yossi mean with that statement? Maimed the Mai. Ilayme Maimed the Shachris. If we're going to say that on a day that we have Musaf, we have Maimed the Shachris, Hatana Kam Namiach Kamer. Everybody agrees. Because only the question was, what does it do to the other times? And Shachris was never a question. Ela Maimed. The Musaf. The question is that Rabbi Yossi means to say that there shouldn't be a maimed by Musaf. There should still be even a maimed by Musaf. The day Nami Loidochi. Now the question is, how can you say so? That if we're bringing a Musaf, there should be a maimed by Musaf. How can we have a maimed by Musaf if we're busy with Musaf? Elo, the Mincha. It's coming to teach us that there is a maimed by Mincha. Ask the Gemara. Carbon Eitzim Dochi. The question is that a carbon Eitzim is Doich the Maimed Shel Mincha. And here it seems that in a day that there's a Musaf, even though there's a carbon Eitzim, it doesn't mean Mincha. El Olav, it means the Ne'ilah. Shema Mina. So we see from here that in a day that there's a Musaf, it's Doich Musaf, the Lav the day, but Mincha Loi Dochi. And now we found the Tana that holds that Shema Mina, that a day that is Musaf, we don't have a Maimed by Musaf, but we do have a Maimed by Mincha. Ask the Gemara, we're mentioning that Rosh Chodesh Tevis, being that it's such a busy day, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Chanukah, and it's a day of Korban Eitzim, that's why it's Doicha de Maimon. But as the Gemara, I have another day that's like that. The listing nami echad b'nissen loyayim maimid. That in the first day of Nissan there's no maimid. Mnei sheyesh by halal. It's Rosh Chodesh, so we say halal. There's Korban Musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's a day that Oruch ben Yehuda, it's the day of his maimid, of his Korban Eitzim. So why is that day not mentioned in our Mishnah as a day with no maimid? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava, Zoyis Ameris, from here, the fact that Rosh Chodesh Nissan is not mentioned, from here we clearly see the Halayla de Berei Shiach Elav de Reisa. The Halal that's said on Rosh Chodesh is not the Reisa, it's not like Hanukkah. And therefore, it doesn't have the ability to be Doicha, the Maimed of Shachris. Halal on Hanukkah does have the ability. And it's very interesting. From here we're saying that the halal of Hanukkah is stronger than the halal of Rosh Chodesh. Why? So there's some Rishonim that actually hold that the halal on Hanukkah is a halal d'oraisa. The reason it's a halal d'oraisa, because every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out and saves us, our obligation to say halal is a chiv d'oraisa. So therefore Hanukkah, which is a yontiv that commemorates the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, the Halal is the Raisa. Yont Halal of Rosh Chodesh is not the Raisa. Dom Rav Yochanan ben Shimon Yishim ben Yitzadik, Shmoina Asa Yoyim B'Shana, there are 18 days in the year, Yochid Goyim ben Asa Halal, where an individual says Halal. And Taisa says, it doesn't mean the Afka Yochid, everybody says Halal. So the question, the point of Tugmari is that even a Yochid says Halal. The 8 days of Sukkot, 7 days Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, Shmoneh Shimei Chanukah, Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, but the other 6 days of Pesach, we don't say Hallel. And there are many reasons why we don't say Hallel only on the first day of Pesach. The simple reason is that the first day of Pesach, every day of Yom Tov Sukkot is different. Because as we know, we learned this in Masechet Sukkah, every day of Sukkot, they brought a different amount of kabbonis. And since every day of Sukkot, they brought a different amount of kabbonis, every day you say Hallel separately. Whereas on Pesach, every day they brought the same amount of kabbonis, so we only say Hallel on the whole Hallel on the first day. Another pshat that the Taz suggests, the Taz says that really we should have said Hallel on every day of Pesach, the whole Hallel. As we just said, Pesach is a Yontif. Pesach is a day that we were saved. So it would be most appropriate that we should say Hallel on every day of Pesach. But we can't say the whole Hallel on the last day of Pesach. The reason we can't say the whole Hallel on the last day of Pesach is as the Gemara says, Masa Yodai Tovim B'Yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Mitzrayim, who were created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, are drowning. The Atem Oimrim Hallel, and you want to say Hallel, it's inappropriate that we should say Hallel on such a day. But, so we're not going to say Hallel on Shvi'isha Pesach, which is a Yontif. We can't say Hallel on the other 5 days besides the first day, which are less, which are only a Cholamoid. And that's why we only say Hallel on the first day of Pesach. Whereas on Hanukkah, we say Hallel, whole Hallel every day. The reason we say whole Hallel every day is because we don't light the same amount of candles every day of Hanukkah. Every day of Hanukkah, we light a different amount of candles, so every day is separate, and that's why every day we say a separate whole Hallel. Tosfos explains that every day of Hanukkah, the nes was even greater than the day before. So since every day there was a greater nes than the day before, it's appropriate that every day of Hanukkah we should say the whole Hallel. Another pshat is because, as we know, on Hanukkah, every day of Yontif, we read from the Nesiim, that every day they brought their kabbonis. And every day the Nasi who brought a carbon on that day was a Yontif for that Nasi. So every day was a separate yontif for every Nasi. So every day we should say the whole Hallel.
for Yontif Shel Hatzaris and Shavuos, or Begoilo in Chutzlarts, where we have Yontif Sheni, when we have extra day Yontif, it's a total of Esther v'Echad Yoyim. There are 21 days in the year that we say Hol Hallel. Ela in Tishah Shemei Chag, the 9 days of Sukkot with Simchas Torah, Shemayna Shemei Chanukah, Shnei Yom Rishonim Shel Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, and Shnei Yom Tayim Shel Tzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos. And the Gemara, but Brosh Chodesh, there is no chiyuv to say Hol Hallel. And says the Gemara, Rav Ikla Lebavel, once came Rav came to Bavel, Chazina de Kakara Hallel B'Rei Shacha, and he saw that they were reading Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Sova Lefsekinu, he wanted them to stop them from saying Hallel, because you're not supposed to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. However, says the Gemara, Kivin de Chazor de Komedal Gedalugi, once he saw that they weren't saying the whole Hallel, as we know, on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Leilanu, and we don't say Ohaftu. Amishmamin on Minig of Hasein B'Yadayim, and it's only a minig to say Hallel, and therefore they could continue doing so. Tara, Yochid Lo Yaschil, it says the Gemara, a Yochid should not begin saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Vim Hischil, however, if he has begun Goymer, he should say the whole Hallel. So here we learn that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig of Hasein B'Yadayim. And this is the basis for a very big machloikas Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and Ramah. Do we make a bracha on the Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh? According to the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, since, as the Gemara just said, saying Hallel on those days is only a minig, something which is only a minig, we should not say a bracha on. Whereas the Ramah says that we do make a bracha, and that's the difference between Sfardim not making a bracha and Ashkenazim do make a bracha. I did see there's a third minig that differentiates between when the Hallel is being said b'tzibur on Rosh Chodesh that a bracha should be recited versus when the Hallel is being recited b'yichidus on Rosh Chodesh that a bracha should not be recited. And there's a raya that we don't make a bracha, because just like we don't make a bracha on a Shana Rabbah when we take the Arava, because it's a minig, so too, Hallel, which is a minig on Rosh Chodesh, we should make a bracha. But the Sfas Emes says that it's not a good comparison. The Sfas Emes says that Arava is a minig on which we never make a bracha. Hallel, as we just learned, is a situation that sometimes we make a bracha, of course. So since this is a minig, and it's a minig on a mitzvah on which sometimes a bracha is made, the halacha is that we should make a bracha. Another raya, however, there's a raya that we do make a bracha, because the Gemara just said the Rav came to a place, and he saw that they were saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and he said, what's going on here? But if the Rambam is right that you don't make a bracha on Hallel, he could have automatically seen that this is not a regular Hallel, because he would have seen that they didn't make a bracha. So if we say that b'tzibur, everybody makes a bracha on Hallel, now we could understand. But even if we'll say that no one should make a bracha, never should a bracha be recited on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, it could be that he came in when they were ready in the middle of Hallel. And since he came in when they're in the middle of Hallel, he didn't realize. But the truth is that they maybe didn't make a bracha at all. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Dvarim Iris of Hasein B'Shavas B'Tamas. There were 5 things that happened on Shavas B'Tamas. Nishtabra Aluchus Menolam, says the Gemara that the Luchus were broken on Shavas B'Tamas. How do we know so? The Tanya, B'Shisha L'Chaydish Nitno Aseres Adibris L'Yisrael. 6 days in Sivan is when we received the Aseres Adibris. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shivaboy, it happened on 7 days in Sivan, Kabbalah Satorah. The Gemara explains itself. Mandam B'Shisha Nitno, according to Mandam, the Torah was given 6 days of Sivan. B'Shisha Nitnu Aseres Adibris. The Aseres Adibris were given on 6 days in Sivan. Shiva Ola Moshe, on the 7th day of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Asinai to receive the Luchas. Mandam is Shiva, and according to Mandam, that we received the Luchas on 7 days in Sivan, the Shiva Nitnu, the Torah was given on 7 days, and that very same day, the Shiva Olah LeMoshe. It was the same day the Moshe went up to Shemayim to receive the Luchas. The Ksiv, V'yikra Moshe B'yoyim HaShvi B'toicha Anon. So we see already on the 7th day, Moshe Rabbeinu was already up in Shemayim. The Ksiv, V'yoyim Moshe B'toicha Anon, V'yal Al Har, V'yish Moshe B'har Abba Yoyim V'abba Laila. Moshe was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And if we make the calculation, it turns out that Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Shiva Asa B'tamiz, and he broke the Luchas that day. How was it? How was that come out? Esra Aram de Siva. Sivan is a month of 30 days. So if he went up on 7 days in Sivan, he was in Shemayim 24 days of Sivan. Shitza de Tamas, and he was in Shemayim for 16 days in Tamas. Molul Arbon, and then the 40 days that we just mentioned were finished. B'shifser, on the 17th day, B'tamas Nafas, on the 17th day of Tamas, he came down. Vasa, he came down and he saw the ego. V'tavrinu l'luchas, and he broke the luchas. And the pasuk says, V'ksiv, v'yi kashakar v'al machna, when Moshe Rabbeinu approached the machna, v'yaris ha'egol, and he saw the ego, v'yashtach miyadav saluchos, v'yishabar oisom tachas ha'har. Batla tamid, we said that that was the day that the Talmud stopped being brought. Says the Gemara, the Hadam Asayra, that's what happened. Hufka Ir, the enemies of Klai Yisrael broke down the walls of Yerushalayim, B'Shiva Asahava. Asked the Gemara, how could you say it wasn't Shiva Asahava Tamiz? Asked the Gemara, B'Ksiv, B'Chodesh Revi, B'Tisha L'Chodesh, V'Yechzek HaRoa B'Ir. On the 9th of Tamiz, the hunger became very strong. B'Ksiv Asrei V'Tibaka Ir. Answers the Gemara, like Amarava like Kasha. Kambur Shaina, by the Churban Abayis Rishon, it was 9 days in Tamas. The Kambur Shnia, in the second Beis HaMikdash, it was in 7 days in Tamas. The Tanya Bershaina, Hufka Ir, Batayish Batamas. Bayis Rishon, the war was breached 9 days in Tamas. Bishnia, Bishiva Asaba, and the second one, in 17 days. So, of course, the question is, so if it happened both on the 9th day and on the 17th day, so why aren't both days fast days? So the way the Rashba explains, the Rashba and the Ritva explains that they didn't want to make two fast days in 1 month. So they made one fast day and they determined it should be on the 17th day because the Churban Bayis Sheni is more serious because we're still suffering from the destruction of Bayis Sheni without having a Beis HaMikdash. After the Bayis Rishon was destroyed, we still had the Bayis Sheni later. The Ritva takes this a step further. He says that the Bayis, when they determined a fast day in Tammuz for the breaching of the wall after the destruction of the Bayis Rishon, they knew, says the Ritva, that the Beis Migdash Sheni will be rebuilt, and that by the Beis Migdash Sheni will also be destroyed, and that the wall of the Beis Migdash Sheni will be breached in the month of Tammuz, and they set up front whatever will be the day where the wall of Yerushalayim will be breached, but the Beis Sheni should be the day that remains as the day of the fasting for the Hufka Ir. But the Yeshua Yaakov has a very interesting approach. His approach is that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. But we know, as the Gemara teaches us, that the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah was abolished. So the reason that we fast by the Bayis Migdash Rishon is because of Avodah Zarah, which caused that the wall of Yerushalayim should be destroyed. But that concern is no longer an issue because we don't have the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. But the Bayis Migdash Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, which unfortunately still exists amongst us. So to have to fast because of the Avera Avodah Zarah, now that we don't have that Avera amongst us, we don't have to have a fast day for it. But to have to fast because of something that was caused because of Sinas Chinam, that unfortunately remains still with us, and therefore that fast is established for Shavuos B'Tamuz. Source of Thomas is a Torah, that of Thomas
destroy the Sefer Torah, says the Gemara, that he also had as a Messiah. And we also learned that in Shivas Matamas, Hemet Selim Behechel, a Selim was put in the Hechel Menolon. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, as Daniel speaks a Nevuah, how the world will look after Mashiach comes, U'me'es Shusar HaTamid Elotzer Shikut Shomim. When the Tamid was stopped, that day Shokut Shomim at Salem was put up in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, the Chad Hava, was there only one Salem put up in the Beis HaMikdash? V'ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'kafe Shikutzim Mishamim? There were many Salems put up in the Beis HaMikdash. Amarav Atrei Hava. They were started off with two, V'nofel Chad HaChavrei, one fell on the other one, V'tavalei Liyodei, and broke its arm, V'shtakach Tav V'ksiv, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Ant Savas L'chruvei Beisei, you, the Tzelem, which represents the Avodah Zorah, represents Nebuchadnezzar that wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Yodei Eshlim Elok. My hand, the Yad Hashem, did a Nekama with you and destroyed the hand of your Avodah Zorah.